think Gordon Hayward loses many attractive points for being a hardcore gamer.
And a hardcore gamer gator.
Right.
But there's that video of him saying, "Daddy's always happy."
Oh, God.
Okay, he just lost 50 more points.
I had forgotten about that until right now, and I'm so unhappy.
Yeah, that was very creepy. You should listen to this podcast to Daddy's Always Happy.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Full Court Mess, the hottest podcast with the hottest basketball hot takes. How many times can I say hot? I don't know, and we won't count. I'm Jared, your local Wednesday fan.
I'm Joe, and it's my mom's birthday today. Mom, never listen to this podcast, please.
I'm Will, and it's my parents' anniversary today. So, celebrating.
I'm Allison, and I bought overalls online today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry to kick the ass of your mom's birthday and anniversary.
Straight up. Yes.
Mom should have come harder on her birthday. Should have been more present. Now I need to get my mom overalls for her birthday, I think. That's the only way I can top it.
This man loves his mom.
He's no Russell Westbrook, but he loves his parents.
Well, my mom.
Allison is a Utah Jazz fan, yeah?
Yeah.
And your Twitter is at Shug Knight.
Yes. But it's not like SUGEKNIGHT. That's the real Shug Knight's handle, just for the record.
Right. And you haven't run anyone over with your car?
No.
Okay.
You are not the real Shug Knight.
No, he's in jail, I think.
Oh. Well, one can dream.
Yeah. Mine isn't after him. It is after him, but I made it before he ran people over.
Likely story.
Yeah. No, I can prove it. On my page it says I made it in July 2011.
Okay.
And he hit people later.
But you could have changed your handle, right?
I don't believe in doing that.
Okay, that's fair.
We understand. The used to be proud owner of a Ray Lewis and Marvin Harrison handle, I've really had to deal with what it's like to idolize, go on murder sprees.
Oh, that's no.
Handle.
All right. We ready to get enlightened?
I feel like I already have been. But
So for the enlightenment take today, we are turning to no one else other than the most enlightened team in the league, the incredible Houston Rockets, and just their unprecedented move of leaking a report where they audited Game 7 of last year's Western Conference Final to point out how many times they thought they got screwed by the refs, with the conclusion that the refs cost them 18 points, 18.6 or something like that, in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals, and therefore cost them a trip to the finals. This report included things such as how much money they lost because they didn't go to the finals. It included things such as plays where the refs did not call a foul on the Warriors, but then that later led to the Warriors getting a three or hitting a three, or the Rockets missing a three, and therefore, or plays where the Warriors did have fouls called and then they couldn't score points. So it really included all sorts of wonderful nuggets, but what it did not include was the part where the Rockets missed 27 threes in a row with a trip to the finals on the line. So I thought I'd just give a shout out to their front office for not only writing this report, but also deciding to leak it after game one of this year's Rockets Warriors series. Did I miss anything big? Did you guys have any favorite parts of this report that really jumped out to you?
Did you say it was 18.6 points is what they concluded?
Yeah, I'm that was the final number they decided on, was how what they were screwed out of by the refs.
But it was one game. How what are they averaging?
Oh man, they were it was because like if you say on a play where they did not get free throws, like the expected value of two James Harden free throws is like 1.8. Okay. So it was a lot of that back and forth.
I did some math over the week.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that a 3-point shot, well, that's worth 3 points. And then they missed 27 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth at most 81 points.
81 big ones.
Hold on, slow down. So a 3-point shot is worth how many?
Is that included in the audit? That they cost themselves 81 points?
I like to believe Daryl Morey, a math genius, sat down and said 18.6 more points would have got us to the finals. However, 81 more points would not have got us to the finals.
This also confirms the fact that the Houston Rockets are not believers in the butterfly effect.
Yes, everything else would have been the same. This was also fascinating, dude. None of this was accepted by the league, so I'm not exactly sure what the point of leaking out was. Like, every call that they picked were calls that were listed as, like, questionable. At no point did the league say these calls were wrong. In fact, there's no proof that these calls were wrong. It's just ones that maybe might have been hard to tell, and the Rockets just decided if all of these had gone in our favor, even to the point of, like, the refs punishing the Warriors kept us from scoring more points in some way, then we would have gone to the NBA Finals.
Y'all ever seen a straight-A student get a B on their final? I feel like this is comparable, right?
Yeah, I want to, like, revoke Maury's title as the smart GM. This is just such, like, bad process. It's in such bad faith to pretend that any of this is the way it really went. And they didn't audit any of the other games. So for all we know, in Game 6, the refs screwed the Warriors out of 54 points. If, like, you're going to release something like this, you'd probably have to do it for at least a season's worth of games and see what the average amount of points a team gets quote-unquote screwed out of by the refs usually is. Because for all we know, 18 is, like, a great job. Maybe if the refs only affect 18 points in the game, they did an incredible job. Because we don't know how many they usually affect. Because they decided to do this for one game in history and then leak it out to the public.
I mean, I think it's good that they did this.
It's fun, great for content.
Because it's funny. And now everyone's laughing at them.
And it's funnier because they lost the game afterward.
True. They lost a well-officiated game.
They lost game one of this year's series. Blamed it on the refs. Then they leaked a report blaming the series from last year on the refs. And then lost a game in which the refs did a good job.
It's good. It's good and fun. And completely normal.
The Houston Rockets are now perpetually having a normal one.
Yes. I'd like to bring our attention to a tweet that I've come across this week. This is from Twitter user @ShugKnight.
Ooh.
When I was 16, I did a whole blog post about Zac Efron going to a Jazz game. Do you have this still?
Yeah, I do have the post.
Oh, I should have asked for this ahead of time.
I'm afraid for you to see what was on my blog when I was 16.
That's fair.
I did, like, you know that terrible Christmas song, The Christmas Shoes, where the kid goes to buy his dying mom shoes?
Mm-hmm.
I did, like, post making fun of that and, like, an announcement that the Backstreet Boys were getting back together. Just, like, standard stuff.
Right.
Were
the Backstreet Boys not together at one point?
Yeah, they put out a whole album without one of them. It was, I can't remember which one. It's probably Kevin.
Kevin, he's the glue guy. He's the Draymond Green of the Backstreet Boys. Yeah. The Marcus Smart of the Backstreet Boys.
Exactly.
How could they?
This is all so much better than what was on my blog at age 16, which was audit of Wizards games throughout history, where I thought the refs threw them out of points in big moments.
I didn't have a blog at 16. Man, I was a late adopter of Twitter. I didn't get a Twitter till I was junior year of college.
Did they have the internet when you were 16?
I think my family had dial-up internet until I was in eighth grade, I want to say.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they have Zac Efron?
I stopped going to the library after we got Roadrunner.
Do you remember the...
Everybody remember Roadrunner?
Oh, I remember Roadrunner. Do you remember what the Zac Efron post was about? Like, what did he do at the Jazz game?
I'm pretty sure I just wrote that he had like a... He looked like a hipster douche, is what I said.
Okay.
I think the Jazz been wearing a flannel. And I was like, come on, try harder.
And he got kicked out?
No. I'm sure everyone... So, you know what High School Musical is?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. We're at least cultured enough.
Yeah. So, they made that in Salt Lake. And so, he and Vanessa Hudgens went to a Jazz game. And I was excited because I was probably too old to like it, but whatever. But... I'm looking for the post now to see what I was even talking about.
So this was a real thing that happened. This was not some sort of like fan fiction Zac Efron Jazz game thing.
No.
This was based on true events or just like about true events.
I definitely thought this was fan fiction at first.
Okay.
That would kind of rule.
I literally wrote Zac Efron and his main squeeze were at the Jazz versus Rockets game last night. You can see them in this awkward video clip surrounded by hardcore Jazz fans. So it's not like a good blog post by any stretch, but so it was April 24th, 2008. So, almost like we just barely missed the 1 year anniversary of this post. Or, I mean, the anniversary, 11 year anniversary of this.
Damn.
Yeah.
We should.
So is there any way we can retweet it from the podcast account?
Can
you tweet out the post now?
In fact, if I could take it down, I would.
This is the official blog post of Full Court Mess.
Does this have a blog?
No.
Your blog at 16 is our official blog now.
Yes. Oh. We fully endorse.
Okay.
Let's create some Zac Efron Jazz game fan fiction right now.
Oh no. Okay. All right.
What would
present day Zac Efron going to a Jazz game?
I guess.
Troy Bolton going to a Jazz game.
What about if we have him go as Ted Bundy to a Jazz game?
Okay. We're talking. There we go. Let's do that.
I don't know what he could probably like kill a jazz dancer or something. I don't know what's the tone of this fan fiction?
Yeah, the jazz dancers would probably be his like target.
Yeah. I've literally never written fan fiction. Have you guys?
Just no. Like I'll be honest, I wrote fan fiction in like second grade about Sonic the Hedgehog. It's been a really rough week for me.
Congratulations on getting your script picked up.
They use my designs and everything.
Why did you give Sonic so many teeth, Jared?
Anyways, moving on.
I guess being written by a second grader would explain why Sonic doesn't have a dick. I'm sorry, you said moving on. So the Jazz game.
Right.
That has Zac Efron as Ted Bundy.
What if the dancers come out and Zac Efron, Ted Bundy starts dancing and singing with them?
Okay.
And then
like in disguise?
No, he just
like Zac Efron as Ted Bundy sitting, as a jazz dancer.
He's sitting courtside because he's very rich and handsome.
Oh, sure, sure, yeah.
Oh, is this like we're pretending he's Ted Bundy or it's Zac Efron as Ted Bundy? He's just like a method actor, and so he's like, I've got to go to this sports event in character as a murderer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Wow, perfect. I love this for him. So he goes, and he's rich, and he's on the front, and he takes out a... Okay, so we're talking about jazz dancers. So he locks eyes with a jazz dancer, even though in real life he probably has some kind of GF, right?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He's probably got several wives at this point. Yeah.
Let's see who. What I'm gonna check is who's dated who. What profile.
Zac Efron's or Ted Bundy's?
Zac Efron as Ted Bundy's.
Okay.
Yeah. Have anyone seen the movie where he's Ted Bundy?
No, I haven't. Is that out already?
I think so. Oh my gosh, apparently he dated Mel B from the Spice Girls.
What?
Yeah.
That's huge news.
I agree. But I don't know how good I can make this fan fiction. I feel like there's a lot of pressure to make it good.
What if... So the dancers come out and he just gets out and starts dancing and singing with them. And the crowd goes wild.
Like in formation, like he knows the routine.
He knows, and everyone's like, wow, he's so High School Musical still.
Oh,
we're all in this together, is what the crowd says.
Wait, what if there's a scandal that the jazz dancers ripped off the dances from High School Musical?
Ooh.
So the plot thickens. Okay.
And this is what made him so murderous.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with being Ted Bundy. He's just actually mad.
Exactly.
He created Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Wait, which one of you was in my messages asking me if they have a chain where they sell milkshakes and cake or something at the Vivint Smart House Arena?
Yeah, my question was, don't they have a sweets shop there?
So sweets is like an actual chain?
No, I mean like sweets as in just like cakes. Anything? And sugary
sweet treats.
The only thing, I haven't been there in a while. I'll be transparent. But they do have those freaking things where they're nuts. They are candied almonds and they smell so good.
Yes.
They probably have that like
roasted nuts, of course.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, I'm sure they have some kind of like ice. They have ice cream. I don't know.
Jared, what kind of sweets are you referring to? Like cake. Literally like chocolate cake?
Like cake slices and crazy milkshakes and like caramel apples.
Do you have a reason for asking this, or is this just something you ask everyone?
Is this a continuation of fan fiction?
Yes and no. So
different buy like a piece of cake and a zany milkshake.
Like that last year I watched the Jazz Thunder series last year very closely. And there was a home game for the Jazz, and for some reason they start talking about all the concessions there. And they were showing one of the shops there, and people were buying slices of cake and caramel apples and like those crazy like Instagram like milkshakes. I was just thinking, why doesn't anywhere else have that?
That's a good question. Let me ask somebody who actually goes to the games. Let me ask one of my inside sources.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Folks, we're getting this live.
Sourcing of material here.
Yeah.
All right. Is this going to be like a instant response, or should we talk about something else in the meantime? And you'll have a breaking news update in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, just like give me a second. I know that you're dying for the answer.
All right, Jared, you better wrap this into the Ted Bundy thing.
Yeah.
I think it should conclude with him getting a milkshake. Like he just like his anger boils over and he's like, "This isn't productive. I'm gonna Instagram my milkshake." Because he just Instagram milkshakes.
Yeah.
I like to have my fan fictions end like anticlimactically instead of like sex scenes or something, whatever you're looking for.
So he doesn't murder anyone this time.
Wait, I thought we were Zac Efron turning. Okay, so here's a rough outline of what I've gathered.
Okay.
So it's Zac Efron and he's dressed as Ted Bundy in like his little outfit. Mm-hmm. Actually, Ted Bundy did live in Salt Lake. And went to the U for like law school. So I'm going to assume he's in town doing research for that. And so he goes to a jazz game in this outfit. And then he starts dancing. He notices the jazz dancers are doing a familiar dance. So he gets up and dances with them and then gets really, really angry because he thinks they stole their routine from High School Musical. We'll say the second one that takes place in St. George, Utah. And Then he was like recognizing the homicidal rage inside of him growing. So he walks outside to cool down and he's distracted by this sweets department. So he buys himself an Instagrammable milkshake and he doesn't eat it. He just Instagrams it. And then there's like a really raunchy sex scene.
Of course.
Just a hard cutaway.
Yeah. It doesn't even like right. The story.
It's just Joe Engel with somebody going at it.
Yeah, but here's the answer is cake. We don't know if you can buy cake there, but iceberg shakes are there. I don't know if you guys have
iceberg shakes.
You guys all live on like the East Coast or something?
I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in California. Oh, okay. Iceberg shakes. I'm looking this up though.
We've got the country covered. I think we've got a West Coast, Midwest, and East Coast representative.
Are you calling?
But no,
me
no, like, no. I'm Midwest. I'm in Indiana.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You would be the like. West. Yeah, I don't Midwest. Know. West, not West Coast, but West.
Oh yeah.
Desert. I don't know.
Fair enough.
What is Utah considered? Is Utah considered just West, but not West Coast?
Yeah, pretty much. I would say so.
I think I saw a debate about like what Oklahoma would be considered. Is Oklahoma considered the South or
Oklahoma?
Midwest?
Oklahoma is Oklahoma.
It's God's country.
No.
And I think
Virginia originally, but I live in North Carolina for the past half decade.
Oh, okay.
I think the conclusion on Oklahoma was that it was a Great Plains state.
The Utah Jazz are in the Northwest Division along with the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Portland Trailblazers, and the Denver Nuggets. So all of those states.
Yeah, that's the worst division, like geographically. That makes no sense.
I don't make the rules, man. They're all in the Northwest.
that's like in the NFL when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were in the NFC North for a while. Made no sense.
The NFL, Joe?
Joe.
Come on.
I'm sorry, is this an NFL podcast?
We'll edit this
out.
We've
established already this is strictly a Zac Efron Utah podcast.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Instagramming the milkshake. Can we have like in the background, I gotta go my own way playing?
Oh. Wait, what? When he's taking a picture of it, I got distracted because I literally looked up the Vivint Smart Home Arena to see what's inside of it because I'm very bothered by this like cake narrative.
I swear I saw cake.
That the mainstream media is.
I'm sorry, I saw Doris Brick. Someone handed her a cake on live TV and a milkshake, and I said,
"That's just
wow,
Doris
that's
Burke,
awesome.
Man. People bring her cake."
Okay.
I would bring Doris Burke some cake.
Well, we all would, but we didn't. But who did? Who gave Doris Burke the cake? I need to know.
It was Zac Efron as Ted Bundy.
Okay. There we go. We've come full circle.
Wait, what does an Instagram shake entail?
Oh, I think I said Instagram milkshake, which is like all these candies sticking out and stuff. It's like way too much stuff that it should be. Like if a normal person ate everything and drank that whole shake, they should throw up. That's too much sugar. I'm concerned.
Like it's got like it's one of those like unicorn things from Starbucks. It's just too it's dressed up.
There's too much.
It's a lot of toppings. Okay.
Okay. There's a chip cookie, which is like a really thick with two seeds cookies.
Maybe that's it.
Those are really good. It's very popular. I don't know how it is in North Carolina or Indiana or the Bay Area. But they have the thing where people can order cookies like anytime to be delivered. Not that it's like a huge luxury. It's just like a very, very trendy thing right now. Don't know if they have that or if people care about it.
That sounds cool. I don't know if we have that out here.
If you live in like San Francisco or whatever you're suggesting, I mean, it probably.
San Francisco has cookie delivery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not sure the surrounding.
It has to have delivery, cookie delivery, if it has its own app where you can see where people shit in the street.
Yeah, you don't need an app for that. You just need one eyes. One of Newton's three laws.
Yeah. We have cookie delivery, but they're not, like, very good cookies.
Oh, really?
They're just Insomnia cookies. They're mid.
Mid-tier?
Yeah, just, like, wow. Mid, like.
Yeah, they're open late. Yeah, they're open till like 3 a.m. or whatever. Yeah,
it's like college campus. It's you can get it when mm-hmm. you want. That's the draw.
Here's a new question I have. Let's say there's a scenario where Utah Jazz are flying further west when the plane crashes over Donner Pass and they all survive. Mm-hmm. Who is getting eaten first?
Jay Crowder's butt.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
That's like, correct.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a
correct.
There's like a lot more like energy and fat, so Joe Ingles will probably go early.
Who's the first to do the eating?
See, I was thinking Joe Ingles would be the first guy who is like, I've got nothing to lose, so I'll start eating people. I don't care.
I can picture him with some blood in his little half beard.
Ricky Rubio would got that attitude where he's like, whatever, like I'm just having a good time.
I could see that.
No.
What's Quinn Snyder doing at this time?
Oh,
he's like
never get anyone.
Yeah, he's like the king of the new society.
He's going full Hannibal Lecter.
He's not eating them, but he's drinking their blood.
He's cooking them up nice.
He's powerful, man.
Serving like thick cooked up slabs of Jay Crowder to Donovan Mitchell. And he's like teaching him to do what he wants to get more.
Yeah, so Quinn would be the ruler. Donovan Mitchell would definitely be like his prodigy child favorite that he swaddled mm-hmm. in a baby.
Grayson Allen would think he would be the prodigy favorite, but he's definitely not.
No, no one wants to look at the face of Ted Cruz in like dire situation. That's not going to comfort you.
Grayson Allen's the one, he's like, guys, look, I found some food. And so they come running, and he trips them, and they fall into, like, a pit.
Grayson Allen died in the crash.
Do you guys watch The Simpsons? Have you ever heard of The Simpsons?
I'm slightly familiar.
I've dabbled.
Very underground, so.
I like to wait for a show, like, 35th season before I get into it, then I'll give it a shot.
Is Grayson Allen on The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm. He does the voice of that gremlin thing that's like on the outside of the bus.
Mm.
Oh. In the Halloween episode.
So none of us are in on are for Grayson Allen.
I don't have anything against him.
I think Will has things against him.
Honestly, the biggest one is just that he's an uggo.
Do you still feel like Kyle Korver is way hotter in all caps than Gordon Hayward?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did I say that?
Yeah, that's a 2016 that's so tweet that ended in hashtag feminism.
That's so embarrassing, but correct.
Any opinion that is in some way denigrating Gordon Hayward can correctly be ended with a hashtag feminism because mm-hmm. of his views.
It was sponsored by Zupas.
I think Gordon Hayward loses many attractive points for being a hardcore gamer.
And a hardcore gamer gator.
Right.
But there's that video of him saying, Daddy's always happy.
Oh, God.
Okay, he just lost 50 more points.
I had forgotten about that until right now, and I'm so unhappy.
Yeah, that was very creepy. You should listen to this podcast to Daddy's Always Happy.
I might title Daddy's the episode that.
Daddy's Always Happy would be Quinn Snyder's catchphrase in this post-apocalyptic world.
Oh, yeah, that's probably fair. I don't think that's disparaging him at all. Like, I think all these comments are powerful and make him more alluring.
Yeah, no, Quinn Snyder's hot. It works for him, just not Gordon Hayward.
People try to, like, pretend that to use an argument against Quinn that he reminds him of Christian Bale's character in American Psycho. Have you heard that?
I think I've seen that. Yeah, I think I've seen that take.
Where it's like he's also attractive. Like he's supposed to be alluring. Like that's the weirdest.
Yeah, that's like a key take. Part of his character, right?
Yeah, like you proved he's hot.
There are very few like Hollywood actors you can compare someone to as a bad thing.
Steve Buscemi's face.
That's a good true. Thing. It's endearing. It's endearing.
You guys have never seen me, but that's what I look like.
Maybe if you compared him to Christian Bale in Vice.
Oh, that would be bad. Sorry, that sounded like I have beef with Steve Buscemi, but I love him. I was just talking
Steve
about
Buscemi, that. Friend of the podcast.
Yeah. I know that he listens to this, so I wanted to make it clear.
Thank you.
That part, I was literally just talking about that part in Billy Madison where he puts lipstick on and crosses the guy's name off of People to Kill, and it's like the best thing of the 90s.
Yeah.
There.
His character in Big Daddy was pretty unattractive also, but that was on purpose. He had the like two eyes looking the other way and just wanted to eat McDonald's all the time.
That's
the Steve Buscemi I always think of.
What was that latest show that he did where he played God?
Mm-hmm. I forget what it was called, but Daniel Radcliffe was in it also. Right.
Good attractive role.
What is up, fellow kids? That was him also.
Classic.
Well, since we mentioned Hot Coach, we've been prepping for this debate with Allison of who is our ride or die Hot Coach of the league.
Have you guys mulled it over and decided?
I did some thinking. I think I made a decision.
Mold like wine. I'm ready.
I'm going to lock in with Eric Spoelstra.
Okay.
How do you spell that? I don't even.
Spoelstra.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
You nailed it.
Yeah, fifth grade runner-up in the spelling bee. Thank you. Thank you.
What word knocked you out? I know you're
my academic peak. Hydrogen.
Oh,
I spelled it like an idiot. I don't want to talk about it.
I was knocked out in back-to-back years, runner-up both years, on mahi-mahi and ramada, both of which I overthought to incredible degrees.
Mahi-mahi, that's two words, isn't it?
I believe it's, I think they thought it was at least hyphenated.
Ugh. What do you say when, do you say hyphen when you get to that part in the word?
I don't know. I panicked. I did not get both I's correct. So it didn't come down to the hyphen for me.
Oh, man.
But I did.
Sorry to drudge up these memories.
I was already thinking about them. I can tell you that. They never leave me.
So who's your coach?
Lloyd Pierce. Final answer. Lock it in.
Okay, good name.
He can wear a suit.
Joe?
If he was still coaching, it would definitely be Stan Van Gundy. But I'm going to have to go. I'll go Ryan Saunders of the Timberwolves.
Okay.
I'll lock that in.
Going after the young ones. I see.
Rob in the cradle.
He would be He's my number two also. He's a good looking dude.
Thank you. Highly agree.
Mine is obviously Quinn.
Who's your runner-up? If let's say Quinn dies in that plane crash.
Wait, didn't I just said Ryan Saunders?
Oh yeah, I mean your third runner-up because Saunders is taken. he's taken already, so he can't be a runner-up.
Brad Stevens.
Okay, that's a good pick.
He's adorable.
He is.
He's very cute.
He's a little baby boy.
Yeah. Do you guys have any of your own embarrassing tweets you need to talk about?
Great question.
I have one that I actually had ready for today. It says, God, I love hashtag basketball, hashtag butts, because I am a hashtag horn, hashtag bag.
Wow.
That's when my handle was at Shug Knight.
2015, or is that recent?
That is a very recent That's from this February.
I miss. Okay, I don't feel bad about that. I think that's a reasonable take. So I'm looking at Jared, and it says shoots basketball. Kobe, I am arrested for bringing a firearm to the basketball game and firing at a ball in front of NBA legend Cobb.
That did not age well.
Oh, I'm dying to cancel Jared.
Tables have turned. I love this.
Says basketball chat.
It just says basketball chat?
Yeah, there's literally nothing else. Like, it's not at anyone.
Well, that's just a shout out to my boys.
That's a good tweet right there.
If anything did age well.
You at ESPN, can I get a job on TV? I have an okay personality and get excited about basketball. My jokes are good. No bad pun. Thanks. Did they ever get back to you?
Who was that?
That's yours.
What? That when did I say that? ESPN. I'm mad.
April 26th, 2017.
Wow. I'm canceling myself. All right,
before I get canceled, I'm just gonna do it to myself. On July 10th, 2018, I tweeted, "These moisture wicking basketball shorts coming in a lot of handy when I do the dishes too vigorously and splash suds on me." Sunglasses emoji.
Sunglasses emoji. Oh no. It was fine until the emoji.
Oh yeah.
There's one from Joe that says Daniel Day-Lewis is retiring from acting to pursue a career in professional basketball, and it has a picture of Steven Adams.
That's true. Yeah. People forget this. This was when Steven Adams had the huge mustache, which, I mean, he still does with a beard, I think, now, but. It was when him and Enes Kanter were the stash bros. But he looks like Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood to me.
Joe's fighting his cancellation.
Oh, I'm not canceled. No one here's canceled. I'm just reading things.
Well, I mean, I canceled myself, to be fair.
The ESPN, the tweet at ESPN.
I think it should be, over the one. What was the first one? Oh, the Kobe one. And you call them Cobb, not K-O-B, like you guys are on a nickname basis.
Well, that's...
Oh, no.
I think that's... that might have been a casualty from the 140 character limit, I'm hoping.
Of old.
Wait, I have a really good tweet from Joe at GoJarby. How do you say that?
Yep, you got it. GoJarby.
So on... April 23rd, 2015, Joe said, "I like basketball," in all caps.
Hmm. April, when was it? April something?
23rd, 2015.
April 23rd, 2015.
That's playoffs time. What were you so excited about?
Yeah, I don't know. The Bucks were pretty bad a few years ago.
Canceled. Let me see.
How long ago did Brandon Jennings say Bucks in six?
I Googled April 23rd, 2015, and I got nothing, guys.
Oh, well, that's all we can do.
Let me try adding basketball.
You're just making stuff up?
You just randomly liking it without an event prior to that?
Hmm. I guess.
I don't
stand
like
by my tweet. You didn't find the one I thought you would, Allison. That I someone tried to cancel me for it years ago. Will knows what I'm talking about. I'll cancel myself here. I said, "The crowd at this basketball game just honored a wheelchair-bound boy with a standing ovation. How incredibly disrespectful."
Don't forget to mention the reply you got.
The reply is no longer there. But there was a reply. Someone did reply to me and say, something along the lines of, "Can we not use the term wheelchair bound? That is disrespectful," which I have learned and grown from since then, because I did not know that.
Joe was immediately canceled for that tweet.
I was. I really was. So.
That is quite edgy. Okay, so I don't have Will's handle, so I can't look up anything bad he said. However, Jared, on September 26, 2016, you said, "You're not from the West Coast unless you've had sex with an avocado."
I can't find Will's handle, so I will go after Jared again.
That's fair.
The best part of I do being stand... basically anonymous on Twitter.
I unfortunately stand by that, and that's not like my own attitude. It's just the general attitude of everyone from the West Coast, at least California. And that's coming from me. I don't even like avocado.
Do you like at least a guacamole?
It's okay. I like it. I don't know. Oh,
I'm canceled.
Yeah, that's the most fantastic thing you said.
I feel like sometimes it just takes away the flavor of anything else that the guacamole's in.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, I am not finding anything else that weird yet. Happy Father's Day, Papa John, wherever you are.
This was pre. That was pre Papa cancellation.
Oh no!
much has not aged well.
I'm disgusted at what's come out about all of you on this podcast.
That's okay. I have a picture. I went to Tuscany in 2015, and I posted a picture of him holding a pizza and was like, "I'm Tuscany with my number one slam piece," and that also canceled me.
How about this picture from January in 2015? Check out the hashtag NBA, hashtag man bun, hashtag LAC at Utah, at Spencer Haas, with a picture of Spencer Haas.
That's what's your point? That was just me taking a picture of a man bun.
Spencer Haas,
enemy of the show.
An enemy of the podcast.
That's a racist man bun.
I'm pretty sure I have a picture of his butt. If you look up my name in NBA butts.
Okay. Is it hashtag NBA
this is
butts?
This is a Pandora's box.
I'm not sure.
NBA front butts. Now we're talking. This is a whole new world. How about NBA butts or the other one? We need to do the NBA butts. Hopefully my power is back in time to virtually accost Andy about NBA butts. They both said they'll donate $100,000 to a podcast about NBA butts. Well, where's our money?
Where's our money?
Literally all this is about.
I really regret saying that you should look up my name with NBA butts.
Okay, well, I found a picture of NBA butts with DeAndre Jordan's butt. It's good.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
It's very large.
Good for him.
How did you get that?
Good for all of us.
Were you in the front?
I actually got to sit on the front row for that.
Holy shit. How was that?
That was a flex. It was very good. I enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
That's the only time I've ever gotten to sit front row at an NBA game.
That's true power of butts.
I agree. I have a really important question for all three of you.
Okay.
Who's your least favorite NBA player that you would like to punch in the face?
Ooh.
Great question.
Okay. Should we disqualify Gordon Hayward?
Yeah,
and Spencer Haas.
Like, the ones that are clearly for like objective moral reasons and just pick ones we
dislike. Yeah, I would say it's like the anti-sun discussion we had earlier of like who just for no real reason do you really dislike?
Okay.
I think that's the basis of the question. Is that fair, Allison?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
I need to think for a moment here.
I feel like there's so many.
We'll edit out this thinking time.
There's so many and so little at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 500 players in the NBA, and about 485 of them are my sons. So
mm-hmm.
It should be easy.
Sometimes you do want to punch your son, though.
I only dislike like two players, so this should be fast.
This is hard. I don't like James Harden. I don't like his attitude. But last night he came back into the game with bleeding eyeballs, and I thought that was
from getting punched in the face.
And Yeah, from me punching him in the face, and then I thought, that's kind of badass, actually.
All right, I'll pick a new one because he has, after this, been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But I never liked Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh.
And he would have been mine if the news about him didn't come out later. But I always disliked that dude for no real reason. I think he looks lame, and I hate his undershirt.
Okay.
I was so happy when he got dunked on for the first time by Dwight Howard when Dwight Howard was still a Rocket.
How about Dwight Howard? Can I pick Dwight?
You can.
I think I have to pick Dwight. He's annoying, and his jokes are not funny. Stop telling jokes. Just stop. Get some help.
Dwight, we know you're listening. You've been called out. I don't know. I don't want to punch anyone.
You have to, though.
I have to punch someone.
Punch an NBA player or punch a baby in the face?
Oh, no. Okay, definitely. Yeah.
Which NBA player's baby is it?
Okay, no. I will punch the NBA player. I'll do it. I just had one. Oh, no. I lost it. How about Dario Saric? Dario Saric? Yeah.
For why?
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. No real reason.
Okay.
I'd punch him in, the shoulder. And then...
That's not the face.
But if I have to punch someone in the face, no, it wouldn't be Dario. He's a nice boy.
Bobby Portis.
No, Bobby Portis would hit me back so hard. He'd kill me. Literally kill me dead.
Allison, who would you pick?
Probably Russell Westbrook.
Oh.
Woo.
Not because of when he got in that fight with the Jazz fan, because I'm pretty sure he was right on that and that they should have gotten banned, for the record. I just think he seems like he has a sour little attitude.
That's fair. Will hate that.
Did I ruin anyone's, is anyone really disappointed in me?
Yes. Will.
Will loves Westbrook.
I would die. I would jump in front of him and take the punch.
Okay, then I guess my choice is Will. I would punch clean in the face.
I've had it coming for so long. I'm going to go Joel Embiid.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
He pisses me off sometimes.
Do you not like his tweets?
It's just so much all the time.
Okay. That's fair. We're all entitled to our
opinions. We have to remember... that Joel did change his nickname from the process. It's now Joel Everything Happens So Much Embiid.
He embraces Philly too much, and that's just unforgivable.
Allison, what is it like being the only fan this year to be banned from the NBA?
Oh my gosh, what?
From the Jazz.
I'm not banned from the... Oh my gosh. No, I think I really can't remember the details of the thing, but I really don't want to pretend like that's me because I'm pretty sure he did something racist and actually very cancelable.
Yeah, that was the extent of me going into that.
So please, Jared, get on your job on ESPN where you tell the
Jared, Allison owns zero camo hats, so it couldn't have been her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Joe, is it time for to take us back in time?
Yeah, I think so. Let's do it. This is the retro take for today. It comes to us from the website Yahoo Answers. Since Allison is joining us today, I thought it should be Utah Jazz themed. It comes to us from the year 2009, which was after Allison posted a blog post about Zac Efron attending a Jazz game. But before a lot of other things. So the question asks, what should the Utah Jazz be renamed? The asker goes on, bringing back an older question, it should be kept open. Of course, a lot of people are going to say Utah Mormons. Obviously, that would never happen. So what are some realistic potential names? The reigning champion appears... I think he's just referring to previous times people asked this question. The reigning champion appears to be the Utah Blizzards, but I personally like the Utah Trappers.
Hmm.
Any thoughts on Blizzards or Trappers or other suggestions for renaming the Utah Jazz?
It could be something... So the state motto is literally just the word industry, exclamation point.
Hmm.
So wow. It could be something related
like,
to...
Like Jeb! It's got an exclamation point on the end.
I think Jeb took that like inspiration from us, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
So it could be something related to industry or bees, because it's the beehive state.
Let's see. The Utah bees. I like that.
The Utah Hornets.
Oh, well, the Salt Lake baseball team is called the Bees, so we'd have to be like the Queen Bees. I don't know.
That would be good, yeah.
The Stingers?
I think the Utah Industries exclamation point would be great.
That would be very good. Yeah, I feel like the Charlotte Hornets have a chokehold on the bee-related team name and the Hive and the Honeycomb Court and all that stuff.
If only there were any evidence of them losing that name to another city.
Yeah. Hmm.
I think a track would be reserved for either Chicago or Atlanta.
Okay. How about the Utah Fundamentals?
Ooh.
Or the Utah Fundamentalists?
And then like nickname them the Fundies?
Yeah,
that could work. You should write whoever's in charge of that.
I'm on
Jared, tweet at ESPN and see if they can make this happen.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, how many times have you been on ESPN and how many times has it worked?
That's the only time, I think. But for 2 years straight, I did tweet at like TNT every night they had a broadcast with that. Remember that the Face app thing?
Yes.
I took a picture of all the TNT guys and I put them in FaceApp and made them gave them smiley baby faces, and I tweeted that at TNT like every night for like 2 years.
Hmm.
I said, "Show this, cowards," and then never did.
Too cowardly.
Wow. Well,
I do what I can.
Cowards? Did you say cowards on every time you?
No, I also deleted like all of those. There might be a couple up.
Oh my gosh, there's no results for your handle and the word cowards.
That's weird.
A true cancellation.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sure it's
hold on, hold on. Something. Listen to the tweet from Jared from October 20th, 2018. So it says, "Me, the trailer for the new season of the TNT drama The Last Ship includes talk of the US being hit by a cyber attack, and then shows a shot of a USB stick with a skull and crossbone graphic on the stick." And then the punchline is the therapist saying, "We're going to have to schedule a longer appointment."
I remember those commercials. They played them a lot.
Wow. Quite a treat, Jared.
Look, it's basketball season is rough when a lot of the games are on TNT because they just show the same commercials over and over and over again. Every Thursday, I have to listen to the Claws trailer.
I will never watch Burn Notice.
That's your loss.
No matter how many times. So we have several answers under this question from other Yahoo users. But I'll get into the best answer first, or the labeled best answer. I don't want to say that this is the all end-all, be-all best answer, but that's the label it gets. It says, "Just because jazz music is more prominent in New Orleans than it is in Utah doesn't mean that Utah doesn't have an appreciation for it. There are jazz festivals all over the state." And then three links to the SLC Jazz Festival, Park City Jazz, and a BYU news article that cannot be reached about a jazz festival. Allison, have you ever attended any jazz festivals in your home state?
No, and I know.
Okay, good. All right. He goes on. "The Utah Jazz is just fine. How many lakes are in Los Angeles? How many Raptors are in Toronto? and there hasn't been a blizzard here in years, and not many people are still trapping. There are some, but not a lot.
How many raptors are there in Toronto?
I think I heard like two.
It's funny because the lake, like lakes in Los Angeles, that's the same argument that like they used to be, it used to be in a different city and then they moved and just kept the name.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yeah, they used to be the Minnesota Lakers and then they moved to Los Angeles and just kept the name.
Okay, well, who, like, they need hobbies if you care about if the Jazz are called the Jazz and there's not real jazz music here.
I agree.
Maybe they could get really into jazz and really make that a vibrant scene in Utah.
I'm thinking about Joe Ingles playing the saxophone right now, and I'm loving it.
I've never not been thinking about that.
He should learn how to play the saxophone.
Maybe he already does.
I'm just thinking now that like NBA players should have celebrations on court like relevant to their team. So when Joe Ingles bangs a three in a dude's face, he should pretend to play the saxophone. And then, I don't know, as bad as it is, the Wizards players should definitely pretend to do magic on people. That would be terrible, but it'd be
when great. The Wizards play the magic, it's just like a magical duel going on out there.
Who controls who? I mean, that's the question we're always trying to answer four times a year in the Southeast Division, baby. The Bulls just start fucking having rodeos every time they get busted. They will start howling at everybody. This would be amazing. Can you imagine, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scores on you, and then mimes sailing a boat right through your team's bench? That'd be incredible.
What do the Lakers do? They drown?
They fly to Minneapolis and do their celebration there.
Okay.
I don't know what a Laker is. Is it someone who spends times at lakes? I never even understood the name when it was in Minneapolis.
There's a high school here that their theme is Lakers and they have like a boat anchor as their emblem.
Oh. So it's like just lake stuff.
Yeah. Just like anyone who deals with lakes in general.
Lake hobbyists.
They could pretend the floor is a lake. Maybe have a canoe.
Do like the water skiing kind of.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Things. Yeah. They
could pretend like they were drowning the other person.
Oh, I feel like the other person would have to cooperate some for that.
Yeah.
That's just the rules when you play in.
That's just sports.
Play in LA, baby.
Can you imagine like James Harden hitting a giant step back three and then just pretending to be a rocket ship and around the arena?
That'd be awesome.
Just make the NBA at least 3.5 times better.
They need to bring the Bobcats back. Someone dunks on him and then just mauls him.
Oh man, I know he's gonna leave the team, but what a missed opportunity for Anthony Davis doing Pelican celebrations. Just waddling around, flapping those big ass buttons. I would rule. All the Celtics players just pretend to be Irish and it's super offensive. Oh, yes.
The fans are already doing that.
This is just revenge for like the other racism the fans have been doing, the real kind.
Right. So to wrap up, we'll get to our thinker before we plug Allison's social media and social security number and whatnot. So here's our ending thinker, something to think about throughout the next week. This is from Suge Knight. If an NBA team loses on their own court, they should pour animal blood into the court at the end in place of confetti.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of this.
Mine like cut out a ton. Did it do that for you?
I don't know. I heard him and I'm disturbed.
I can read it again.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. I read it.
Okay.
So I know. I just didn't know if that was a glitch, like with mine or everyone's. Or
I heard every word.
I can never unhear it.
So that's our thinker. Allison, thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with us and exposing us and canceling us, or causing us to cancel ourselves. Allison can be followed at Suge Knight. That's at SUG_KNIGHT. And can be heard on Apple Podcasts, cracking open a cold case.
Oh, I haven't made that in like a year, but you can listen to it anyway.
Binge listen that stuff.
Binge listen to it all. So that's an episode. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks again to Allison. And always remember, everyone, that we love you.
Thank you very much.